USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
After scaling a fence onto Stillwell Avenue, the suspect was confronted by a uniformed sergeant. The suspect pointed a revolver at the sergeant. Both the sergeant and another uniformed police officer discharged their service weapons.
It happened last night around 6:30 when cops responded to a home invasion in progress on 78th Street in Brooklyn. The man killed was a 39-year-old and has not yet been identified. Police say they're looking for a second suspect. Protesters are continuing to march in downtown Chicago following deadly police shootings of black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. Natalie Bray was one of the hundreds of demonstrators who gathered yesterday at Millennium Park before heading to a rally in Federal Plaza.
There needs to be reform in the justice system so that we can make sure that cops who kill innocent people are given the proper punishment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So, it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too.
In New York, I'm Lisa Minnett.
Outgoing British Prime Minister David Cameron is expected to officially resign the office on Wednesday and has fully endorsed the country's long-standing interior minister as his replacement. John Clemens reports.
It was an impromptu news conference outside No. 10 Downing Street when Prime Minister David Cameron gave his complete support to Theresa May.
She is strong, she is competent, she's more than able to provide the leadership that our country is going to need in the years ahead, and she will have my full support.
Theresa May will need as much support as possible, with many of the nation still anxious after the vote to leave the European Union. Mr. Cameron said he would see Queen Elizabeth on Wednesday to officially resign. I'm John Clemens.
Two Italian commuter trains collided this morning in the southern region of Puglia. The prime minister said the train crash is a moment of tears and pledged not to stop until a cause was determined. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Commuters are expecting Metro SafeTrack Surge 4 to impact their rides to and from work in Washington, D.C. Frank Hammond reports.
Starting today, rail service will cut off rail riders between Reagan National Airport and Pentagon City Metro stations on the blue and yellow lines. According to Metro, trains are supposed to run every 15 minutes between Franconia Springfield and Braddock Road Metro stations on the blue line. Trains should come every 12 minutes for the other stops. Metro will have employees at the entrances to many stations that are on the verge of being impacted by the maintenance project to pass out flyers with information to riders. Frank Hammond in Richmond.
At a rally in Virginia yesterday, Donald Trump said cops rush into danger every day and often face more criticism than praise. He also said he'll be tough on crime.
We must maintain law and order at the highest level, or we will cease to have a country. I am the law and order candidate.
Would Joe Biden like to be vice president again?
I have been proud to serve for 8 years as vice president, and I think that's enough.
Biden told Good Morning America he'll do whatever he can to help Hillary Clinton get the presidency, and just laughed when he was asked if he thought Donald Trump was the law and order candidate. For USA Radio News, I'm Rod Williams-Stoll. Get all the news 24/7 on usaradio.com.
Thank you. Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning, it's 11:05 and time for HuntingtonChamberRadio.com weather. Right now it's about 80 degrees and sunny here in Flemington, New Jersey. For the rest of today, mostly sunny with a high near 87. For tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 66. Tomorrow, Wednesday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 85. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low of 70. Sounds like the heat is starting to kick back in. Thursday, chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 91. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 73. Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 80s and 90s. And right now it looks like Sunday, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 85. That's HuntingtonChamberRadio.com weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good morning. You are listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. This is Michelle Heidi. With me, Joe Patton, both certified financial planners with Patton Heidi and Associates, located up the road in Annandale, New Jersey. Good morning, Joe. Looks like the Brexit fears are now being put behind most investors, and we're starting to hit intraday highs on the Dow.
Yeah, we hit a all-time high in the S&P 500 earlier this morning. We pulled back a little bit since then. I mean, the markets are still green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up over 91 points. The S&P 500 up 12.36. The NASDAQ up 32 and a third. Over in Europe, the FTSE, DAX, and CAC are operating quite nicely. The FTSE down a little bit, you know, less than a tenth of a percent. Actually, 0.8% right now. No, less than a tenth. That's right. DAX up 1.39%. CAC 40 up 1.66%. Oil is up $1.09 a barrel to $45.85. Gold is down $11.60 an ounce. I guess there's not enough fear out there. Maybe they don't believe that China's going to do anything about the Hague's ruling that, you know, you can't go out and claim an additional 1,200 miles of ocean from your mainland shores. Probably not an acceptable thing to do. We'll see what the rest of the world does about it. A big yawn. Nothing, I'm sure. And the 10-year Treasury, Michelle, we've got a little bit of a bounce in yield. It's up to 1.4879%. So we continue moving upwards in the markets. But, you know, last week, well, aside from last week's better-than-expected June employment numbers, there are other signs that the U.S. economy may be entering the third quarter with improving momentum. Manufacturing and services activity in particular have shown signs of life, and that's according to the nationwide reports from the Institute of Supply Management. Underlying components trends have also been encouraging in both reports. In the manufacturing sector, new orders and production levels showed solid and improving rates of expansion in June, while order backlogs in the sector grew at their best rate in more than a year. Somewhat surprising, export demand also improved, with the component reading showing its best rate of expansion since November of 2014. ISM's non-manufacturing index, services, also showed solid improvement in June. Survey respondents reported strong business activity and good new order growth in the month as the overall composite index reached its best level since November. And you know, yesterday, the S&P 500 closed at a record high of 2137 after hitting an intraday all-time high of 2143, which we broke earlier this morning. The new high comes 14 months after the previous record high, and according to data from Bespoke Investment Group, the long gaps between record highs is more indicative of longer bull runs than market tops, with the 10-year U.S. Treasury now at multi-year lows and the global government yields in negative territory. It appears investors don't have a lot of great options to put their money to work in. Hence, U.S. stocks look pretty attractive despite ongoing earnings recession and fair to elevated valuations. And that earnings recession might have hit a bottom. We'll see as the reports are starting to come in. Brexit concerns and oil moving off its high also have failed to deter traders from pushing U.S. stocks to all-time highs. However, The Wall Street Journal points out this morning how unloved the recent rally in U.S. stocks has been based on fund flow trends, which could keep the path of least resistance for U.S. stocks higher over the near term. As the bull market has progressed, unanticipated shocks to stocks have also been shorter and shallower, while the S&P 500 has risen 4 out of the last 5 earnings seasons. Now, earnings season, as I said, kicks off, and investors expect that the S&P 500 earnings per share will decline about 5.9% year over year. I'm not so sure. That would mark 5 consecutive quarters of negative earnings growth for the S&P 500 companies, and the first time that this has happened since the financial crisis. However, the good news is that based on the average change in earnings growth, that's due to companies reporting actual earnings above estimated earnings, it is likely the index will report a smaller decline in earnings than the 5.9% currently expected. Though financial results are still expected to be negative, the earnings picture may not be as bad as what investors expect today and after all the reports are finally in. Overall, let's say over the past 4 years on average, actual earnings reported by S&P 500 companies have exceeded estimated earnings by all of 4%. During the same time frame, 68% of companies in the S&P 500 have reported actual earnings per share above the mean earnings per share estimates on average. From the end of the quarter through the end of the earnings season, the earnings growth rate has typically increased by 2.7 percentage points on average, and that's over the last 4 years. Another plus is that analysts only lowered their bottom-up second quarter earnings per share estimates by 2.6% during the quarter, which is lower than the 4.7% average over the last 4 quarters and the 4.4% average over the last 5 years. What does this all imply? Well, maybe, just maybe, we're starting to see a trough in the earnings story, which we think could be a real positive for market momentum if this is truly the case. Pressure on second quarter earnings is still expected to come from the usual suspects, energy, materials, and financials, while telecom, consumer discretionary, utilities, and healthcare are all expected to report positive year-over-year earnings per share growth in the second quarter. With all of that said, we believe a lot is still riding on third and fourth quarter earnings expectations. We continue to believe investors need to see some positive growth before materially taking stocks higher in a lasting fashion. Now, from our perspective, we are looking for what companies have to say now about growth in the back half of the year, potential currency headwinds, and the overall competitive landscape both here and abroad. On a similar note, the negative comparisons from energy also start to lift in the third quarter, when looking at results on a year-over-year basis. So that, too, should also act to brighten the picture for earnings as we move through the rest of the year. So all in all, Michelle, things here in the U.S. of A are looking pretty good. And globally, if we can get through the China thing, and we'll touch a little bit on Brexit after our first break, but not all that bad out there. What is bad is probably the expectation of, that investors have for returns over the next 10 to 20 years.
Absolutely.
And some of the things that they're not doing to guarantee their retirement, and I know you're going to be talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe we will take our first break.
All right, we'll take our first break, and then we'll be back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we're back. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. As mentioned in the previous commercial, you can reach us at 908-713-6600 if you have a question for Joe or myself. Or you can also reach us at www.michelleheide.com. That's michelleheide.com. So, Joe, it's July 12th. Do you know what today is?
This is the day that people say they like us on Facebook.
Well, that too. You can also like us on Facebook. But it's also Amazon Prime Day.
Ah.
And did you know you can get the limited Furby Connect on Amazon Prime today for $99.99. You too can have your own Furby in pink or teal.
Doesn't get much better than that. No, it's like, can we buy it in Hunterdon County?
I don't know. But yes, today supposedly is one of those big shopping days that Amazon is offering. So start your Christmas and holiday shopping early. I don't even want to think about the holidays yet, but I guess there are people that do that. And or people that feel that they deserve the new such and such because it's on super sale through Amazon Prime Day today.
But one of the things we will think about, Michelle, is the Brexit thing. By now, we all know the story. On June 23rd, Britain unexpectedly voted to leave the European Union, bringing turmoil to the equity and currency markets.
Seems so long ago when that happened.
Yeah, the entire globe was all aghast with what was going to happen. It was a black swan event. The markets were going to collapse, and it would take forever for us to recover from that event. Well, maybe not, because as of this morning, I think we pretty much made it all up. But the pound sterling and the FTSE 100 traded lower by approximately 9% at their worst point. And for those of you who have been listening to us for some time, realize that every time there's an event like that where the markets take a knee-jerk reaction and they drag the old bulls, you know, and they throw them into the closet on the left and they go to the closet on the right, take all the bears out, dust them off, throw a microphone on them, put them in front of a camera, hang a microphone in front of them and say, scare the public. And that's what they did once again. And people were leaving the market in droves. And, of course, if you didn't and you put your money in while others were taking it out, or as Warren says, being greedy while others were fearful, you quickly made up that 9% from the worst point. Now, again, for contrarian investors conditioned to bargain shop during market sell-offs, the window did close quickly. The FTSE 100 rallied back to finish the day down just 3.5%, and now sits more than 5-6% higher than it did at the Brexit level, making it the best performing of the major developed market indices over the period from June 23rd through July 11th. So once again, those scared people out there, don't you again feel foolish. Confusing the issue for U.S.-based investors is the dramatic fall in the pound sterling, which remains at multi-year lows. For example, a listed American Depositary Receipts of a U.K.-based company, which reflect a weakened currency, may look significantly cheaper on a daily price chart. However, the same pound sterling-denominated earnings streams and dividends have been reduced by the same factor as the stock price, and in some cases more. Recall that an ADR represents ownership in a foreign security in the company's local currency. The price of an ADR should immediately reflect exchange rate changes. For example, New York Stock Exchange listed GlaxoSmithKline opened trading down 5% on June 24th, and that was after the UK referendum, while the London listing traded higher by 4%. The difference represented by the decreased value of the pound versus the dollar. So fundamentally, we believe the longer-term political, economic, and market impacts of Brexit really are still largely unknown. The Ameriprise Global Asset Allocation Committee is currently underweight the United Kingdom. And, you know, they made a statement recently saying that although the region may offer a great opportunity over the longer term, we believe the next 6 to 12 months really is an underweight. And that view, from their point of view, is really provided because of lack of visible growth catalysts. So, you know, when you're not sure what's going to happen, when there's unknown out there, people have a tendency to pull back and not want to take that additional risk. Now, that may or may not turn out to be a good move, but for now, it's a prudent thing to do. Now, our analysis indicates that the earnings multiple on income producing low volatility and high quality securities have continued to expand in the wake of the UK referendum for companies in the European Union. Now, we believe a highly selective approach is appropriate for aggressive investors seeking exposure to the UK region. The international equity focus list that Ameriprise puts out highlights several UK-based companies that they believe provide quality and income at an attractive valuation. So, you know, don't run and head for the hills and hide. Always look for the opportunity. And, you know, if 9% wasn't a quick opportunity, Michelle, gee, I just don't know what is.
Seriously, I don't know.
Now, but for people who aren't doing the right thing, are we talking about people who are or aren't doing the right thing when it comes to retirement?
Well, I guess we'll start off with 10 signs that you are not okay to retire, because then we'll follow that up with some signs that you are okay to retire. Not all these are financially related, but some of those are.
Okay.
So being ready to retire means more than just being ready to stop waking up at 6 a.m. to put in long hours at a job you're not thrilled about. If it were that simple, many folks would retire at, say, 25. But what it really takes to retire is a solid grasp on your budget, a carefully considered investment and spending plan for your life savings, debt that's under control, and a plan that you're excited about for how you'll spend your days. So with all of those factors in mind, here are 10 signs that you might not be ready to retire yet. Number one, you're struggling to pay your bills. Well, the 75% pre-retirement income figure is one of those rules of thumbs that is out there. Again, as you've heard us talk about before, Joe and I are not big fans of rules of thumb because it's really much more personalized than that. But hey, it's a starting point.
And besides, you have to write really small to get it all on a thumb.
Exactly. But the 75% figure does account for certain reductions in expenses, such as no longer contributing to a retirement account, no longer saving for a child's education and or child-related expenses, and no longer having job-related expenses such as commuting and work wardrobe. However, that figure might be lower or higher depending on the taxes you'll pay on your retirement account withdrawals and how you plan to spend your retirement. So if you're struggling to pay your bills now, how are you going to pay your bills if you only receive 75% of what you currently make? So some people do spend less as they get older, but other expenses are going to increase when you retire, such as healthcare costs. Number two, you have lots of debt. Large amounts of debt will severely strain your savings once you retire. That is why our country will never retire large amounts of debts.
Well, so the country has $19 trillion. Why shouldn't the citizens?
If you can, reduce or eliminate credit card payments and things like car loans. Depending on your situation, considering paying off your mortgage or downsizing might also help in the long run. So paying down debt before you retire might mean working more years than you'd like, but will be worth it for the sense of ease that comes with not having all of those committed monthly payments hanging over your head. Getting rid of debt also means getting rid of interest payments that can definitely take a real toll on your long-term finances. Number three, you haven't tackled major expenses. So you don't want to wait until you retire to address major foreseeable expenses such as replacing your roof, repaving your driveway, purchasing a vacation home, or buying a new car. Obviously, these expenses can add up, especially when funds are withdrawn from taxable accounts and taxes need to be paid on every dollar. So these are things that you should be thinking of well in advance and start spreading them out over time to incorporate the withdrawal strategy that you're going to look to utilize as to minimize your overall taxes and provide the income that you need to cover whatever those expenses are. Number four, if you don't know what you're going to get from Social Security. Well, while you might not be relying on Social Security to meet most of your expenses, you shouldn't ignore it either. You know, many people expect to get something, but they have yet to estimate how much that's going to be. So you want to go to the Social Security website, which is www.ssa.gov, to at least take a look at what your current estimated benefit looks like, both at early retirement, full retirement age, and age 70. Number five, I think this is probably the most important one. You don't have a monthly financial plan. So obviously, once you retire, paychecks stop arriving, but the bills keep showing up. So you need to map out your monthly cash flow before you retire. So planning your monthly cash flow means considering when you will start drawing Social Security benefits, how much you'll receive, as well as how much you'll withdraw from your personal retirement accounts and other accounts, and in what order. Having a monthly plan also means having a solid grasp of your expenses. Obviously, you want to take a look at your committed expenses and your lifestyle expenses. Things like committed expenses would relate to housing-related expenses, food, insurances, things of that nature. And then your lifestyle expenses might be things like travel, hobbies, recreation. Number six, kind of along those lines, if you don't have a long-term financial plan, you should obviously understand how long your savings is going to last and what spending level you can maintain over the coming decades. No one knows exactly how long they're going to live, but bear in mind that expanding lifespans and the increasingly high cost of long-term care may mean your portfolio will have to last longer and stretch further than you once thought. There's lots of debate out there in terms of how much you should withdraw from your portfolio each year. There's the 4% rule, which says you can tap 4% of your retirement assets each year, as long as the rate of return is at least 4% annually. However, we all know that in today's fixed income environment, if you have everything sitting in a fixed account, you probably aren't getting the 4% that you would need to use that type of withdrawal strategy. Again, suggesting a lower rate, such as 2.8% as a kind of a safer withdrawal rate. But again, it's very personalized based upon what you're going to need and when you're going to need it.
And that's something that people just don't pay a lot of attention to. They'd rather have somebody on television or on the internet or a friend or Maybe an HR person at work, tell them what to do and what they're going to need and how to live, because it's just too difficult to sit down and think about your life and plan these things out and then try to back into what you have to do on a regular basis to become successful.
Absolutely. So, and it's amazing how many people out there, you know, when surveyed, you know, seem to have this idea in their head that they can get, you know, an 8% withdrawal rate is sustainable. It's like, well, where do they get these things? Do they think that's because historically that's what the markets had done over time? But that would be assuming having 100% of their portfolio invested in equities.
In equities, yeah.
And
I have all of my money in the S&P 500. And
which
maybe
obviously
over
is a much
the,
riskier proposition.
You know, over the last three decades, that was fair to assume because 8% is pretty much what the markets did net. But when you take into account your tax situation and inflation and volatility, not many people are going to just let it run. They're going to be messing around with that portfolio. And we all know that when amateurs get involved making adjustments in their investment programs, they usually end up with a buy high, sell low strategy, which doesn't work for them at all. So good luck getting an 8% return that, you know, net you can draw off 5% from. But I guess after our break, I'll come back and talk a little bit about, you know, what retirement returns are expected to be over the next 20 years. And but that'll be after you tell the folks some of the things they should be doing.
Exactly. Well, first we have to finish a couple of things that they're saying they're not doing it because I was just talking to give you a break
because there's an awful lot of things people shouldn't be doing.
All right, we're going to take a short check of the news and weather, and then we'll be back to talk a little bit more about signs that you're not okay to retire, but then also some signs that you are ready to retire.
And
so get
something to write these things down.
Exactly. Right? So you're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
This was probably the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life at 22 years old. I can probably honestly say that. This was harder than trying to decide what university you go to, whether to turn professional and leave school. This was something I very much struggled with.
Jordan Spieth, now another golfer you're not going to see in Rio de Janeiro. Others include Australian Jason Day, American Dustin Johnson, Irishman Rory McIlroy. They're skipping the games, as are so many athletes. Already over a dozen American athletes not taking the trip to Rio. Paul Manafort says he's giving no tips.
He said he would decide by the end of the week and make it public. I think he understands that he wants his vice presidential candidate to be known before the weekend begins, and he wants next week to focus to be on the combined Trump goals for his presidency.
This is USA Radio News.
The activewear trend in fashion is booming. Fitness gear is not just for working out anymore. Just ask actress Malin Ackerman. The busy actress, mom, and fitness fanatic teamed up with LG to showcase its new Sidekick pedestal washer, the first laundry system that has a cycle specifically designed for activewear. They say it's for small loads that are a big deal.
It is a dual washer, but the bottom Sidekick is what is incredible about this thing. I have a 3-year-old son. And so, I don't know if you know about toddlers, but they spill everything on themselves. You change their outfits about 5 times a day. So, it's great to be able to just throw in a quick load, and you don't have to wait for a full load. They have 6 different cycles, and for people who are active like myself, your activewear, you have your favorite pieces that you like to throw in there. You do the activewear wash cycle, and it's done.
Ackerman's also starring in an LG fitness and fashion video series showing how the LG Sidekick pedestal washer helps keep her fashionably fit and how others can look and feel their best every day, too. In New York, I'm Lisa Minnick.
All right. It is 11:33 and time for HuntingtonChamberRadio.com weather. Let's see. A little hazardous weather outlook just popped up on the screen, and it looks like... Well, that's interesting. Looks like there's not really a hazardous weather outlook for today, but as the temperatures continue to increase over the next couple of days, there's always that possibility for some pop-up thunderstorms, which can be severe at times. So always keep that in mind and make sure that when you are outside and in the heat, that you load up on your sunscreen and drink plenty of water. So right now it looks like it's 80 degrees and sunny here in Flemington, New Jersey. For the rest of the day today, mostly sunny skies with a high near 87. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 66. And it looks like the next couple of days, again, that heat continues to pick up. Wednesday, Thursday, high in the upper 80s. Friday, it looks like we'll be hitting the low 90s. Saturday, upper 80s. Same thing on Sunday. So it looks like pretty hot weather, normal summer-like weather here in Flemington, New Jersey over the next couple days. Again, with that always slight probability of some pop-up showers here and there, depending upon the humidity and the location of which you are at. So that's 100inchamberradio.com weather, and we now return to some things about money. Again, this is Michelle Heidi with me, Joe Patton.
Hello.
Both certified financial planners with Patton, Heidi, and Associates. And before we move back into signs that you are not okay to retire, I just wanted to share a couple of upcoming Chamber of Commerce events. We have on September 27th, the annual golf outing. It's being held at Hawk Point this year, up Route 31 in Washington. Great golf course. Not that I would know because I'm sort of a golfer, but I really don't get out as much as I should to get out and golf. And then on November 10th will be the annual business expo being held again over at 100 and Central High School. So looking forward to that as well. You want to put those on your calendar. Again, September 27th for the golf outing, November 10th for the business expo. All right. So while we were on the break, it looks like the markets are continuing to move higher. We have the Dow now up a little over 100 points, S&P up just under 15 points, NASDAQ up 36 points. And the big news is, no surprise, Bernie Sanders has endorsed Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire.
I wonder what she had to give to him to get that.
I know, they have funny-looking smiles on their face.
Probably
on
easy.
This,
free education this headline for all, here. Free health care for all. We'll dismantle the military, and we will jail anyone who speaks out against their point of view on global warming. I think that would satisfy him. Could be wrong.
Could be wrong. All right. So moving back to 10 signs that you're not okay to retire. Number 7, if you haven't thought about inflation. And that's probably easy to do in today's world because inflation right now is relatively low. However, we do realize that certain things that we do consume or use tend to go up at a much higher inflation rate than the general inflation rate. So an inflation rate of 3%, for instance, which is close to historical norms, would mean that your expenses are going to double in less than 25 years, which obviously is well within a typical retirement period. So overlooking the effects of inflation is one of the most common retirement planning mistakes and can have serious long-term implications if not properly accounted for. Number 8, if you haven't rebalanced your portfolio. So a lot of folks take a passive approach to investing. Basically, they set it and forget it. However, as you get older, adjusting your portfolio for the appropriate level of risk is also key. And the way that we look at it, as well as we kind of break things out into buckets, because obviously you need to have a bucket of things that are generating the income that you need to cover distributions that you're taking, either because you need to cover your retirement lifestyle and or because you've reached age 70 and a half and the IRS mandates that you start taking distributions. So you need to have some things that are in capital preservation. You need to have things that are income producing vehicles and still things that are growth oriented. Again, you never want to forget about that. I just mentioned inflation. Making sure that you're keeping up with inflation and looking to have some growth on the portfolio because let's say you retire at 65, you could be retired for 30 plus years. Let's see, number 9. These are things that have nothing to do with the financial aspects. If retirement worries you, so even if your portfolio is in top shape, you may not be mentally ready to let go of your working life. Working takes up a lot of energy, and some people may be anxious rather than excited to consider months and years of unstructured time ahead. So if this sounds like you, think about pursuing a second act venture, working part-time or becoming a volunteer for an organization you care about. So if you just retire without a plan, however, you can overspend in an effort to combat boredom and run through your savings quicker than you planned. Again, we've talked about this before. You need to have something to retire to. And for a lot of folks where work basically defines who you are and what you are, you need to start thinking of those things well in advance as far as what you're going to do with your time. Number 10, that Joe, this one is for you. If you love your job.
Yes, I do.
So there's nothing that says you have to retire just because you've reached Social Security's definition of full retirement age. Hey, look at Warren Buffett, who's still working at age 85 and has no plans to retire. He does it because he loves picking stocks, not to pad his $62 billion net worth figure. So if you wake up every morning and go to sleep every night excited about your career and what you get to do for a living, it is likely that you are not ready to retire, and that's completely okay. Continue living your life and enjoying every minute of it. Working has benefits beyond the financial. So a job you enjoy engages your mind, offers social interaction, gives your days purpose, and creates a sense of accomplishment. All of these things can help you stay healthy and happy as you age. You might also be able to stay on your employer's health plan and possibly get better coverage than you would through Medicare. So the bottom line, primary sign that you aren't okay to retire is when you can't answer that question, am I okay to retire? Obviously, retirement is a major life transition that requires a lot of preparation and planning. So if you discover that you aren't fully prepared, you can address the problem by sitting down with a financial advisor, first and foremost, to create that financial plan that will really help you stay focused, zoom in on the priorities, what's important to you, and moving forward from there. All right. Anything to add before we start talking about signs that you are okay to retire? I know you want to talk a little bit about some of the expectations for the market, which obviously factor into being prepared.
Well, being prepared is not something that you really want to be against. There's so many things you really need to do. And all too often, people just don't spend enough time doing the right things. And fortunately, there seems to be less that you need to do to be prepared than things that you need to avoid, which would put you in the opposite camp. So what are some of those things?
All right. Let's see. Number one, reaching full retirement age. So full retirement age in the eyes of Social Security. So we all know that we can start collecting Social Security as early as age 62. However, your benefits are going to be much higher if you wait until that full retirement age. So if you start your retirement benefits at 62, your monthly benefit is reduced by a whopping 30%. So on the other hand, if you wait until even longer to claim Social Security, so the magic age of delay is age 70, you receive 132% of the monthly benefit you would have collected at full retirement age.
So more than twice the amount.
More than twice the amount. After 70, there's no additional benefit to delaying your payments, so obviously you would want to start collecting then. Number two, being debt-free. If you've paid off all of your debts, you're well positioned for retirement. On the other hand, if you have loads of credit card debt or still owe a lot of money, you might want to postpone retirement. However, we also like to talk about the fact that carrying things like a mortgage are not necessarily a bad idea in retirement, depending upon your tax situation.
Very true, very true.
Also, depending on what the interest rate environment is on your mortgage, flexibility, et cetera, et cetera. But other types of debts, especially things like credit card debts, consumer debts, usually make sense to transition into retirement debt-free from that perspective. Number three, no longer financially supporting your kids and or your parents. Well, are your kids all grown up out of the house and earning their own income? Well, that makes it a lot easier to retire. According to the Pew Research Center, nearly half, or 47% of adults in their 40s and 50s, have a parent age 65 or older and are either raising a young child or financially supporting a grown child at this point. One in seven middle-aged adults is providing financial support to both an aging parent and a child. So if this sounds like you, retirement probably isn't realistic until your situation changes. So time to kick those kids out of the nest and put them on their own.
Now, I'm recording this so when Michelle's children are out of college and, you know, they're thinking about leaving and she starts crying because she doesn't want them to leave, I'll play this for her.
Number four, creating a retirement budget. Well, this might seem like a no-brainer, but many soon-to-be retirees simply forget to crunch the numbers. So before you ditch your career, it's important to figure out if you can live comfortably on your post-retirement income. Again, it's the old wants and needs conversation, folks. The things that are needs, obviously, covering a place to live, whether it's staying in your current home, downsizing, renting, whatever the case may be. incorporating things like your health insurance payment, other committed expenses, and then looking at your wants, the things that you'd like to be able to do in retirement, whether that's travel, playing more golf, whatever the case may be. Really knowing what those numbers look like. Number five, if it's okay to retire, recently revisiting your portfolio. Obviously, you rely heavily on your portfolio after retirement. So if you haven't had a retirement checkup in a while, now is the time to do so. If your portfolio has taken a major hit in recent years, your nest egg may not be as big as you thought. That's why it's important to sit down with your financial advisor, carefully reassess your portfolio, figure out if you need to make any adjustments. Number six, coordinating with your spouse or significant other. Obviously, retirement doesn't just affect you. It's also going to have a major impact on spouse, significant other, family members. It's a household choice, so include that partner in the decision-making process. Make sure that the reduction in income won't put a major strain on your significant other. If they have to work longer to cover living expenses, it may not be fair for you to retire so soon. Or if your spouse intends to continue working for many years, your retirement may be lonelier than you expected. I don't know about that now. On the other hand, if both of you are both financially and emotionally ready for it, you'll be more likely to enjoy a fulfilling retirement together. So again, bottom line here, just a handful of the signs that you are ready for retirement. There are also other factors to consider, such as how you'll spend your days, where you plan to live, whether or not most of your friends are still going to be working. All of these things could have a major impact on your overall enjoyment retirement. Before you make any sudden moves, consult your financial advisor. Sit down and have those conversations, folks.
It's important.
Absolutely.
What's also important is that we pay a couple of bills here. So I think we'll take one more break, and then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about three ways to get better retirement returns in the next 20 years. And that has a lot to do with making adjustments, because what you're used to over the last three decades, don't think we're going to see it, folks.
All right. On that note, we'll be back after the short break. You're listening to Some Things About Money here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington, or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
All right, we are back to wrap up today's show. Time always flies when we're having fun talking about exciting things like retirement, the markets. So
we need to talk about getting better returns for the next 20 years. And, you know, if your retirement is still in the distance, really now's the time to consider tweaking your saving strategy to generate better retirement returns. You need to be prepared for what lies ahead with the stock market. Implementing the following strategies can help you position your portfolio to weather any storms that may be on the horizon.
Well, let's see. The stock market moves in cycles. People need to realize that. They should. They've lived through them. And periods of big returns are often followed by spans of less than stellar performance. A recent report from McKinsey suggests that investors may soon need to rein in their expectations where their portfolios are concerned. According to the study, U.S. equities are set to generate annual inflation-adjusted returns of approximately 4-5% in the next 20 years. Now, that's compared to a return of 8% over the previous three decades. Even more startling, the report projects that fixed income markets will see a drop of 400 basis points, resulting in a return of a measly 1%. And we've seen a lot of that recently, haven't we? One option for combating shrinking returns is to make a shift in your asset allocation, moving more of your holdings towards index funds or exchange-traded funds that have low expense ratios can increase diversification, which is a safety measure, while reducing the amount of returns that are diminished by fees. In a study from Morningstar, for example, the research showed that actively managed funds tended to have asset-weighted expense ratios that were four times higher than their passive index fund and ETF counterparts. Not only that, but Morningstar research also suggested that passive investments are more likely to outperform actively managed funds. Between 2004 and 2014, passive index funds consistently produced higher returns. The data showed that a correlation between cost and performance was definitely there. With the exception of U.S. mid-cap value stocks, the least expensive fund investments generated the best returns for investors and vice versa. If your portfolio is concentrated heavily in stocks, incorporating passive index funds and ETFs offer the potential to boost your returns while keeping your investments at low cost. Adding index funds and ETFs to your investment holdings doesn't mean you should completely shy away from investing in individual stocks. In fact, you should actually be taking a closer look to see what kind of opportunities there are out there. For example, small cap stocks are generally viewed as being higher risk, but according to Morningstar's active passive barometer, if you're able to lock in a company that has the potential for sustainable growth, you could benefit in a big way if the stock's value soars. If you're feeling even more adventurous, you might think about moving towards something that carries a higher risk, such as options trading. Takes a lot of education to do that, but done correctly, options trading can increase your returns while also limiting your exposure to market volatility. That being said, it's not something you should jump into without first doing a lot, and let me repeat, a lot of research. Dividend stocks may also be worth a look if you're interested in securities that pay out consistent income. Stick with established companies, such as those included on the Dividend Aristocrats list. Look for stocks that have a lengthy track record, which can give you some sense of how they're going to perform in the future, though no one should rely on past performance as a sure guide for the future. Now, unless you have a crystal ball, it's impossible to predict how the market is going to fluctuate from one day to the next. With that in mind, one of the most important things you can do to improve your return potential over the next 20 years is to stay focused on the things that are in your scope of control, beginning with your savings rate. Now, if McKinsey's forecast is accurate, millennial workers who are setting aside 10 to 15% of their income would have to almost double their savings rate to keep pace. For example, let's say you're 30 years old and making $60,000 a year. You're saving 10% of your salary in a 401k, and your employer matches 100% of the first 3.5% you contribute. Assuming an 8% annual return, you'd have more than $1.45 million accumulated by age 65. If returns top out at 5%, on the other hand, you'll only have around $750,000. To still hit the $1.45 million mark, you'll need to step up your savings rate to approximately 23%. Big difference. So if bumping up the amount you're saving by a significant percentage isn't realistic, the next thing you'll have to consider is how long you'll have to stay in the workforce. Retiring at 67 or 68, for instance, may have might have to replace retiring at 63 or 64. Now, while that means working a bit longer, you also get the advantage of seeing your Social Security benefits increase every year you're still in the job force. So let's see, the bottom line, if you're worried about whether the stock market might take you over the next few years, the worst thing you can do is really let fear force you into making bad decisions or doing nothing at all. Taking a closer look at how your investments are allocated you know, what kind of returns you've been earning and the variables such as your savings rate and how many years you have left until retirement can help you develop a comprehensive plan for getting the best returns possible. But again, you have to start by seeking out a qualified financial advisor, someone who works under a fiduciary standard, who's going to have your best interests at heart. Look for credentials. And, you know, a lot of people in the financial services industry are talking to their customers right now saying, yes, I work under a fiduciary standard. I've always done what's in your best interest. The only way you're going to find out for sure whether or not they're acting as a fiduciary, ask them for Form ADV. So you're going to write that down, three letters, ADV, because that form is going to lay out exactly how they're going to work, what their responsibility and liabilities are, and how they are going to perform in your best interest. And that's going to include how they're paid and all the other good stuff. If they don't have that to provide to you, they're really not acting under the fiduciary standard, even though they may be nice people and you've known them a long time. You go to the same club and frequent the same restaurants and your children play on the same baseball team, but you need to find out for sure. And the only way you're protected is if you ask for Form ADV. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, good hunting for the right person to help you work on the development of your investment portfolio, which will be based upon a full comprehensive analysis, which will provide you with the advice you need on an ongoing basis and track your progress to ensure that you will successfully achieve your goals.
Absolutely. I was just on the FINRA site, which I typically go on once a week just to see if there are any new alerts out there or new information. Again,
there's
that's FINRA.org. Again, that's also the site where you can type in the last name of your financial professional just to make sure that they have a good, clean compliance record. It lists their career history, a lot of valuable information on that site.
Because not doing so may put you in a position where, well, if things just don't go well, hopefully you'll have enough years of time in the labor force to make up for your potential losses, i.e. Bernie Madoff.
Exactly. Remember, folks, it's not about a job title. It's about a credential title. So being a senior blah, 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 or being
a senior advisor salesman.
Or a senior vice president or this, that, or the other thing, that really doesn't
matter. And I'm licensed to sell you stuff. That's only a license.
You
want to
look for things like certified financial planner, things of that nature, which do carry some weight in the financial services industry, especially because I just read here that financial fraud is hammering retirees to the tune of $36 billion a year.
Ah!
So that is quite frightening. So that's financial fraud ranging anywhere from, you know, people calling them on the phone and the seniors giving out financial information and then getting funds stolen that way, and or improper sales of, you know, we'll guarantee you X percent on your investment, folks.
And
remember,
it'll be tax-free, guaranteed income, it probably is. There's no risk. And
Read the fine print. The fine print, we realize, sometimes is typed up so small you can't see it, but don't be afraid to ask for the bigger print version and or get your magnifying glass out and do actually read the information.
You know, they don't put warnings out on products unless there's a reason for it. FINRA has no skin in the game in terms of the compensation that financial salespeople are earning. They're going to warn you against things that, let's just say, come with high fees, are restrictive, and aren't explained properly to the general public. Pay attention to this stuff, folks. It's serious. This is about your financial life, for goodness sake.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask your advisor how they're compensated and or how much they get paid on certain things. You have a right to know. And they have the right to tell you
that. And then when somebody comes in and picks you up off the floor, then you can have additional conversation about the other factors.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, it's hard to believe that it's already time to wrap up today's show. So thanks for tuning in to Some Things About Money. Again, we can be reached at 908-713-6600. Don't forget to like us on Facebook. We provide some good information and articles and also some fun stuff about us personally. So check us out on Facebook, Pat and Heidi and Associates. And in the meantime, don't forget to buy local, buy Hunterdon. And we'll be back again next week from 11 to noon here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Enjoy the day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod Williams-Dole.
This was probably the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life. At 22 years old, I can probably honestly say that. This was harder than trying to decide what university you go to, whether to turn professional and leave school. This was something I very much struggled with.
Jordan Spieth, now another golfer you're not going to see in Rio de Janeiro. Others include Australian Jason Day, American Dustin Johnson, Irishman Rory McIlroy. They're skipping the games, as are so many athletes. Already over a dozen American athletes not taking the trip to Rio. Paul Manafort says he's giving no tips.
He said he would decide by the end of the week and make it public. I think he understands that he wants his vice presidential candidate to be known before the weekend begins, and he wants next week to focus.